It is 7:28. You know what that means. Time once again for us to get into the Word of God as we do every day at this time. And joining us, as he has all week long, his final sojourn with us this week, Pastor Gary Wackler with us from Weston Church of Christ.
Good morning.
So your last one, you survived
the week. My last one, I got a cup of coffee and we're ready to go.
We're ready to rock and roll. All right. Well, I'm going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart.
Thanks. Well, listen, we're finishing up a little bit of readings from John Ortberg's book, When the Game is Over, It All Goes Back in the Box. And this last chapter, a little section, is called Roll the Dice. I don't know, what's the most risky thing you've ever done? I could tell you stories, but then you'd be disappointed in my ability to make common good decisions. But Larry Walker always wanted to fly, but poor eyesight disqualified him from pilot status in the Air Force. So he got an idea. He hitched up 45 helium-filled weather balloons to his lawn chair and strapped himself in with some sandwiches, a pellet gun, and, of course, a six-pack of beer. That tells us a fair amount about Larry right there, doesn't it? Well, his plan was to hover 30 feet or so above the backyard for a few hours and then shoot enough balloons to come down. But 45 weather balloons holding 33 cubic feet of helium apiece do not settle for 30 feet. When his friends cut the cord anchoring his lawn chair to the ground, Larry did not level off at even 100 feet, not 1,000. He stopped climbing at 16,000 feet. Only in Los Angeles can you have that kind of thing going on. Well, at this height, he was reluctant to shoot anything. He drifted with his beer and sandwiches into the airspace, and the heavy jets and everything of LAX. And I told this story at a gathering once that included a Delta pilot who had been flying that day. And he told me that every radio communique reporting this man to the tower began with the same words. You're not going to believe this, but after several hours, Larry decided to risk shooting a few balloons and eventually descended enough to get tangled up in some power lines where he was rescued. And the FAA spokesman said, "We know he broke some part of the Federal Aviation Act, and as soon as we figure out which part it was, a charge will be filed." And as they led Larry away in handcuffs, a reporter asked him why he did it. Well, Larry replied, "A man can't just sit there." Larry may not score real high on the discretion scale here, but his story merited inclusion in what's called the Darwin Awards, a book about people who, through incredibly stupid acts, elevate the IQ of the human race by eliminating themselves from the gene pool. Larry only got an honorable mention because he actually survived. But he's right about one thing. A man just can't sit there. We must have challenge and risk and adventure. When I say life is too short to play it safe all the time, I'm not talking about doing something impulsive or stupid like Larry. This is not about going over Niagara Falls in a barrel or betting your life savings on the Cubs, for Pete's sakes. It's really about making life an adventuresome partnership with God. You may have noticed in the Bible when God calls someone to serve him, it is rarely to do something easy or comfortable. Listen to how the writer of Hebrews describes people who say yes to God. I do not have the time to tell you. Those who through faith conquered kingdoms, administering justice and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign enemies. Others were tortured and refused to be released. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They were put to death by the sword. The world, the writer says, was not worthy of them. How high a value would you say God places on making sure people who follow him lead comfortable lives? It seems that God wants to use us, wants to grow us, wants to be strong, wants us to be strong and wise and courageous, but he doesn't appear to be terribly interested in making sure that we're comfortable. He would not make a good flight attendant. One time, Jesus invited his disciples out on the lake where he knew there would be a dangerous storm. But they learned in that to trust Jesus, worship him, but just by going through that experience. C.S. Lewis wrote a bit of things about Christianity and about faith. And the lion, the witch, and the wardrobe, you may remember that story. Aslan is a lion. The lion, the great lion, "Ooh," said Susan, "I thought he'd be a man. Is he quite safe? I shall feel rather nervous about meeting a lion." "Safe?" said Mr. Beaver. "Who said anything about safe? course he isn't safe, but he's good. He's the king, I tell you. Let's go on an adventure with God today. God challenges us every day to do everything that we can to trust him. He puts us sometimes in situations that we might see as dangerous, but he's always there to protect us, give us strength, and provide for us a way through it. And we thank him for that every day.
That's a good word for us. Pastor, would you go and pray for our listeners?
Sure will. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for even the danger that may be in it. But Father, we thank you for the fact that you are with us through everything. And we thank you, Father, for the things that aren't very comfortable in our lives that sometimes bring us to stronger faith and deeper worship. We thank you, Lord, that you are with us and in us in everything that we do and hopefully everything that we say. And Father, we just pray today that we would be good men and women for you, that we would be strong witnesses, and that our lives might point someone toward Jesus, our Savior. And it's in his name that we pray that, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Gary Wackler joining us from Weston Church of Christ. Tell us about Weston Church of Christ.
Weston Church of Christ in downtown, beautiful downtown Weston, Ohio. And we're located at 13355 Center Street in that lovely little village. And tonight we have game night. Everybody's welcome to come. We have all kinds of different kinds of games and food. I'm looking for some euchre partners and some ping pong partners, and some other things are going to be done there. We have the sound in concert, and Rob and his two sons are going to be there. They were there last year. Great concert. This week coming up, this Sunday, we're going to start a 7-week study in the book of Job and talk about grief and loss and how we deal with losses in our lives. And then Mother's Day is coming up, and we want to honor them, of course, but we're also going to start a study in the book of Acts. Weston Church of Christ is a place where people care about other people, and we would love to express that to you and show that to you. Just visit us sometime. Our worship is at 9:30 on Sundays, and we have a Bible study after that at 11, and we have small groups that meet throughout the week. We're finishing up in the Gospel of Matthew on Wednesday nights, and it's a wonderful time in the Lord, all these groups that we have honoring our Lord with our lives.
Excellent. And if folks want to find out more information, the website again?
Website is WestonChurchOfChrist.org, or they can go on Facebook and catch us live on a Sunday morning, or they can just go and look at the archives of different lessons and teachings there. Would love to have you check that out and like us on Facebook.
All right. Hey, Pastor, thank you so much for being in. It's always great to have you with
us. Absolutely. It's been a good week.